From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Investigators in Germany are zeroing in on the psychological profile of a co-pilot who is believed to have deliberately crashed a jet into the French Alps this week. Investigators say that Andreas Lubitz apparently had a medical condition and was excused from duty on the day of the crash. As Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, it appears the 27-year-old hid his condition from his employers.
German prosecutors say they have found documents showing that 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz had a medical problem that he appears to have hidden from his employer, Germanwings. Investigators searching his homes in two German cities found a doctor's note excusing him from work on Tuesday. That's the day he's believed to have flown a Germanwings jet into a mountain in the French Alps, killing himself and everyone else on board. They also found a torn-up medical note, but no suicide note. Following the crash, several international airlines have introduced new rules requiring that two crew members must always be present in the cockpit. Germany's Aviation Association says all German airlines will follow this rule. On Friday, the European Union's Air Safety Agency recommended that all airlines should do so as well. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Al-Shabaab militants have attacked a major hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, killing at least 9 people, including a Somali ambassador. Witnesses say Friday's attack on the Maka al-Mukarrama Hotel began with an outdoor car bomb explosion, followed by 3 to 5 gunmen storming inside. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for Friday's attack soon after it began. The al-Qaeda-linked group is known for assaults on large buildings such as the Westgate Mall in Nairobi 2 years ago and Somalia's presidential palace, which it attacked last year. This is VOA News. The Nigerian military says that soldiers have retaken the town of Gwoza, one of the last areas of Nigeria controlled by the militant group Boko Haram, on the eve of national elections. The unconfirmed report came 24 hours before Nigerians go to the polls for presidential and parliamentary elections. President Goodluck Jonathan is facing a tough challenge from former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. Reporter Peter Clotty says that the mood is tense in many parts of the country.
There is an uneasy calm. People are worried about the outcome of the election and how supporters of the losing party will react if their presidential candidate is defeated.
Polls have indicated that the presidential race is too close to call. Egypt's military says Saudi and Egyptian warships deployed Friday to the Bab al-Mandab Strait off Yemen's coast to secure the strategic shipping passage. That came as a Saudi-led coalition carried out airstrikes on rebel targets in Yemen for a second straight day. Military officials told the Associated Press that Saudi and Egyptian vessels were at or near the strait. Bab al-Mandab is a critical waterway for Egypt's national security and is the main entrance for access to the Red Sea en route to the Suez Canal, a key route for shipping between Europe and Asia. On Friday, Saudi-led airstrikes pounded military bases and other Shiite Houthi rebel targets in and around the capital, Sana'a. Military officials said airstrikes also targeted the northern province of Sada, the home to the Houthi rebels. Both the United States and Iran say tough decisions still need to be made in nuclear talks aimed at reaching a framework deal by Tuesday's deadline. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking on the sidelines of talks Friday in Lausanne, Switzerland, said the negotiations have been very difficult and very complicated. A U.S. State Department official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said the negotiations have been tough and serious. The official said the move by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to reach out to leaders of the 6 world powers on Thursday is hopefully a sign that Iran is ready to make some of those tough decisions. Iran and the P5+1 partners have said it is crucial to reach a framework deal before March 31st, but the hard deadline for a deal is the end of June. On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all higher. All 3 indices were down for the week, though. Stocks were mixed in Europe and lower in Asia. I'm David Byrd, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.